This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and that's exactly what Lori does, and I don't want to keep her waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. So, Lori, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, good morning.
How are you, Lori?
Good afternoon.
What's on your mind?
Just advice on how to recover from a long-term relationship with a borderline and feeling as if I have no self-esteem and I'll never love again.
How old are you?
54.
How long were you in the relationship?
6 years.
Do you work outside the home?
No. I am self-employed. I have a wonderful business online that allows me a lot of time that I know I can.
What do you do online?
I actually raise beautiful white German shepherds that are known all over the world, kind of my own brand.
Cool. So how come that doesn't give you a sense of accomplishment?
Well, it does. It's very rewarding. And then I have, grown men who call me in tears and very grateful. And I have.
Okay. So why? All right. So look, let's separate off a couple of areas. All right.
But that's not the same as being in love.
It's not the same as being in love at all. But self-esteem isn't necessarily man esteem or sex esteem or breast esteem or hottie esteem. It's self-esteem, and there's this whole area of your life that you feel really good about. And one of the things that we can do when we feel really crappy about one area of our life is look to another area of our life and say, okay, maybe I can borrow a little bit of positive, a little bit. It's kind of like if you have two bank accounts, right? And you have one account that's pretty healthy and the other that you've made some mistakes. You've made some investment mistakes and they're just not very much in that. Well, one of the possibilities is to say, well, okay, I may be lousy at investing in real estate, but I'm really smart about the stock market. All right, so that doesn't necessarily mean I take my stock market money and put in my real estate money, but it means that I can sort of understand that I still have some capital there. I still have some value. I still have some worth. I still have assets. So the idea that because you don't ever, self-esteem isn't boyfriend esteem. It's self-esteem. And certainly there are people who can make us feel better about ourselves, but it should be an increment. It cannot be the totality because then it's somebody else's esteem. It's parent esteem or employer esteem or boyfriend esteem or sister esteem or whatever. So it's a misunderstanding of the term. So in terms of self-esteem, you have this one area of your life that works really well. Why do you think that area works so well?
Well, I think I've applied my talents and my abilities, and I was smart enough to know what to do, and I have a college degree, and I just applied everything. But everybody need, I think we're made to have a partner. We're made to have.
Oh no! If you want to play victim, you've come to the wrong place.
I'm not playing victim.
Well, but what you're saying is, you the word "but" means everything beforehand makes a difference. That's what "but" means. So what I was about to suggest before you went off into the, I need to have a man or I'll die, is that look, that the same qualities, there's never been anybody who said you shouldn't raise German shepherds or nobody wants a white German shepherd or they're going to have rear hind leg problems or you'll never make any, there's nobody, everybody's always been completely supportive of that area of your life. Right? Unlikely. right?
No, I mean, I've had to deal with my, you know, I mean, I've had to deal with problems.
Okay. So my point being that you got it. You're at a crossroads, Sugar Plum. You can either decide, woe is me. But and if it got you any place, I'd say, okay, go ahead. But it's not going to. That sort of viewing yourself as unlovable and nobody will ever care about me, it's not going to make you more attractive. It's going to make you more a victim, which means if you're going to attract anybody, you're going to attract a predator. So I don't want you to do that. And so you are a fortunate woman in that you have this one area of your life, and there are only really two areas of all of our lives, right? We've got work and we've got love. That's it. What else is there? So in this one area, you are doing spectacularly well. You get a lot of praise for it. It sounds like it's economically viable. It makes you happy. It's something unusual. So why not for right now? And I'm not saying it doesn't feel better when somebody says, Lori, you know, I've been waiting my whole life for you. There's never been anybody like you. I mean, borderlines are really good at doing that. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, what the other question I have is, okay, I this has helped me tremendously because now I see this example you gave me, the analogy of the bank account, and that I have this whole area that I can feel good about for myself.
Okay.
I know I get that, and that's really good. The other question I have is borderlines. He was the most attentive, and I was an object to him because what borderlines do is they have a fear of abandonment, and so you're pretty much put in place to keep them from feeling abandoned. And it wasn't a real relationship. It wasn't a partnership. But he was he just bombarded me with attention.
All right. Let's look at that for a minute. All right. Let's assume that you've somehow absorbed in a lovely way the idea that you can steal some energy and some positivity and some self-esteem from the one area of your life that works really, really well. All right, so the question is, how do we do that? How, in what way do we sort of convert that? All right? And you're saying, because, you know, what does one have to do with the other? Which is a perfectly good question. All right? And what I'm saying is, okay, understand that it would be wonderful when you started your business for someone to say, Lori, this is the best idea in the universe. And that sometimes happens, but more likely not. Someone's going to tell you it's too expensive or it's too narrow or it's too broad or whatever. But what you did was you sort of looked at the reality of the situation, and hopefully you had a little bit of capital, you had a little bit of savings, you'd paid your rent a little bit maybe far ahead so you weren't going to be homeless. You maybe economized about vacations or your wardrobe or food or whatever, so that you were not completely responsible. You didn't completely ignore other people. But and if somebody said to you, this is a terrible idea, you listened to why they thought it was terrible. And if somebody said, this is the most fantastic idea, it felt great, but you didn't necessarily take that to the bank. You'd sort of say, well, explain to me why. Because there are people who will tell you whatever that you want to hear, and there are people who will be negative about the sun rising. So what most of us do is we sort of say, oh, gee, that's really interesting, explain. And then we take from them, we treat their opinions like a buffet. We pick and choose, all right? And the things that make some sense to us. And then we try things, and we say, all right, well, this worked. And my guess is, if you have a successful business, there are at least a couple of hiccups along the way, of things that you thought were going to be really work really well that didn't work at all, and things that you were highly questionable about, highly skeptical, worked fine, because that's what happens to all of us. All right, so what if we tried the same technique in the guy area? And if something's too good to be true, it is. And the problem about, especially women with respect to men, I mean, men have a slightly different thing. What men complain about is, before we were married, she was willing to do anything sexually with me, and now she doesn't do any of it. So that's men's complaint about women. Women's complaint about men is, I mean, there's several, but one is, he told me how much he loved me, and I'm so special, I'm unlike anybody else, and he couldn't live without me, and now he's either stalking me, or he had affairs, or whatever. So the idea being that what we really, that even though it feels great to have somebody tell us that we are the best thing ever, that hopefully we would have a little bit of reality testing that says, tell me why, as opposed to, this feels great. Because in the same way that someone praising you lavishly feels great, you still want a little reality. Hang on, let's go through this a little bit more. Stick with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. We're dealing with Lori, who's dealing with kind of an unhappy breakup. And as she points out, there are guys who are really, really good at telling us exactly what we want to hear. And they're really hard to recover from. And what I would suggest as the beginning is two things. First of all, to write down all the things that you really liked about him. And then write down all the things that you really didn't like at all. And what you may find is that they are not unrelated issues. For example, people who tell you what you want to hear are basically really good salesmen. That's what a salesman is able to do, is figure out what you don't even know about yourself. But they are not necessarily very dedicated to reality or honesty or to commitment or to fidelity, because it's almost a game with them. And it's not necessarily that they're sociopaths, although there are some. But it, the sense of being empathic, the sense of saying, do you know that this hurts? Do you know when you say this and you don't mean it, that it really is feels terrible? They're not going to know what you're talking about, literally. Because they're always in the sales mode, they quite often don't remember what they said from one moment to another, which means that they're not very trustworthy. They will say things and then 5 minutes later say something completely different, which seems confusing, and then they will make it say, no, you forgot. You know, you just didn't remember.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everything is about them. Everything comes back to them. And if you're sad, they'll say, I can't believe you're trying to make me feel terrible. So, and if you start looking with your businesswoman's eye, which presumably is a little less emotional, it's not that you don't love your business, but that you, this is serious stuff. This is your money. This is your income. This is part of your sense of self. And so when somebody tries to either get a dog for half price, or they're trying to, somebody who really can't afford the dog is trying to convince you that they're going to pay for it over the next 12 years. My guess is that the grown-up businesswoman of Lori says, listen, I understand that you love the dog, but, you know, I'm a small businesswoman, and we really need to check your credit rating, and you know, I take your credit card, and you deal with your credit card about long-term payments, not with me. And I'm making this stuff up. I have no idea how you actually do it. But my guess is, if you're a successful businesswoman, that you are... It's not that you're unemotional, it's that you don't let your emotions overwhelm your intellect, that you use both of them. And it's not that you don't make emotional decisions, but you don't make stupid emotional decisions, because it's survival. Yet, and women tend to do this, men don't do it nearly as much. But and then we move into this other area of our life, which is really only the two pillars of our life, our work and love, that all of a sudden, all that smart, all that intellectualism, all that ability to be careful, all that ability to look for discrepancies, and not to be cynical, but to be grown up and responsible, evaporates. And it's almost not only does it evaporate, it's we begin to distrust it. And part of it is men have taught us that. I have a male friend who says, women have taught men to behave badly because you accept it. I think that men have taught us to be stupid, because if we're not, they say, well, you know, you're the B word, or you're just trying to bust my balls, or something equally awful. Whereas if a man said it, they wouldn't. I mean, that intellectual approach or a reality based approach, they accept from one another. And in fact, if men didn't do it, they would say something pejorative about them. And we buy into it. We buy that the only way to be lovable, to be feminine, is to be stupid and compliant. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do, you're going to look back on this guy, maybe not anytime soon, but sometime, because you will be in better relationships. Not only better relationships with men, better relationships with people in general, because you will not be the extreme. You will not be. You will find the middle ground of who Lori is, and not who Lori was 25 years ago, and not who Lori is going to be in 25 years, but the Lori that learns that if something's too good to be true, it is. The Lori that learns.
And I asked you the question about what to look for, because I've gone on about half a dozen dates, and I have to tell you, everything that they say is true. Out the percentage of men in my age group that are healthy is so slim, because the men that are out there are divorced, they're rejected, they've been recycled numerous times because of whatever personality disorder or addictions or whatever they have.
Lori, don't believe that. You're not looking for 500,000 men. You're looking for one or two or three, and you can certainly substitute some friends. You can substitute gay men. You can substitute women. I mean, you don't necessarily, there's not a flood coming anytime soon. You don't need a man to survive. You'll be okay. And what you find is that you can make, there was a woman who called me, and she said, I don't know, I'm 50 years old or something. I want to find... And I said, look, if you knew that 10 years from today, you would find a wonderful man that would make you very happy, could you find stuff to do to make yourself happy in the next 10 years? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, then believe it and do it. Because you're much more likely to find someone that you like and likes you when you're being your best self, not your neediest self. And live your life. That you don't, it's not a 2x2 world, that you can do just fine. And if you think about it, some of your happiest times are probably either by yourself and or with friends.
Well,
or even
I've been
with guys that you weren't crazy
myself,
about. It.
But I've been single. I was a single parent for 18 years. I mean, I've been alone.
Well,
most
but,
of my
but
life.
You don't have
I
to.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
You don't have to be alone. But there's a difference between being alone and being in a relationship with a man that is not appropriate. It's going to make you crazy.
Well, I'm going to take your advice, but if I do the online dating, though, do you have any guidelines for that as far as...
How long ago did you break up with this dude?
It's been like 7 months.
All right, I'll tell you what I want you to do. You're not ready. You're gonna fall in love with the first guy who's nice to you, and you're gonna be right back in the soup if you're not careful. And I want that for you. All right. What kind of volunteer activity do you do?
Well, I like to volunteer to help abused and neglected children.
Okay, so. Not a terrible thing to do, but I just assume you did something. What about an adult education course? It's just about, it's that time of year, people sign up for classes. Go take a class in something. Do not take a class in cake decoration, because you're going to find a whole lot of women or a whole bunch of gay men. But go take a class in Power Squad. Go take the Coast Guard course. You don't necessarily have to live near water. Go take a course in auto mechanics. Go take a course in investing in the stock market. And don't necessarily look for a guy. Just look for people to hang out with, the people you like to go have coffee with. I'd much rather you went to Meetup than Match.com. Because Meetup is not necessarily people looking for dates. It's just people looking for things to do together, whether it's going to a comedy club or taking a hike or going skiing. Okay.
Yeah.
And decide, you may need to push yourself a little bit to begin with, of being out, a couple nights a week. So I don't want you on house arrest, but I want you just to do stuff that's fun. I don't want you looking for, I promise I'll help you write an ad, I'll help you do whatever you want, but you're not ready yet, and you don't want to fall right back into this category. Stay on hold if you want, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, all right? 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Lori, who's going through certainly not an uncommon yet certainly uncomfortable kind of issue about, okay, this was I was in this relationship for a long time, and will there ever be one like it? And let me just say something about that before we go on, all right? If you're looking to replace it, you're going to replace it with the same kind of craziness. So what you're going to have, that's why I want you to do that notebook with plus on one side, minus on the other. And what you're going to find is they're irrevocably linked. All right? The ability to say exactly what you want to hear, there's never going to be anybody like you. I'll rub your feet. It's the same person who is unreliable, will say anything you can't trust, because that's who they are, that they have no ability to empathize. They don't take responsibility for their own behavior. It's your fault. So understand, right, what you want, hopefully, my dear, in your sanest moments, in your grown-up big girl, which it doesn't, you don't have to be a grown-up big girl all the time, but in your sane moments to say, what I'd really like is somebody, I mean, what I'd really love is somebody who had all those characteristics and was sane. And I'm saying, not going to happen. It's not. But what you can hope for is somebody who is loving and that you occasionally have arguments with, who occasionally forgets your birthday. Or, but when you say something, when you say, wow, then he says, you know, you're right. I'm so sorry. I wasn't thinking about it. Let me make it up to you. Because that's a sane human being. He's not going to be able to read your mind any more than you can read his mind. But he will listen to you.
He was actually motivated to work on things, but when I activated his abandonment issues, he totally got into the rages and actually tried choking me. I mean, it was weird how they're so afraid of abandonment.
Who among us is not afraid of abandonment? I mean, how much of this phone call could, if you went and dissected it, would be about abandonment? Right? Everybody is afraid of abandonment. The question is to what extent and how paralytic and what are you willing to do to be in a bad relationship? Because the only way not to be abandoned is to be absolutely certain that you'll die without the person there, which means you're doomed to be in terrible relationships unless you are incredibly lucky. And I don't know that anybody's that lucky. Because the issue about abandonment means you're going to cling. And the issue about clinging is normal people find that kind of exciting at the beginning and then find it incredibly claustrophobic on either side of it. I remember doing a show with somebody. I was a resident expert. And this couple was just cooing at each other about how they checked in with each other 15 times a day. And, you know, they couldn't, if they were apart from each other, they would have the phone by their head and they would say goodnight to each other. And you have to hang up first. No, I'm going to hang up first. And how cute this was. And they couldn't bear to be. And I thought, this is going to turn into a stalking relationship. This is not how healthy people behave. Now, is there kind of a fun thing to do every once in a while of, you know, I can't be without you? And yeah, but at some point, what you understand is that's not sensible. We are not combined at the lung. We have two separate hearts. Sooner or later, we're going to have a disagreement. The disagreement doesn't mean the end of our relationship. It means that we have to learn to negotiate with one another. And the only way to negotiate is for both of us to trust that we care about each other, we like each other, we really want to be together, and we're having a difficulty here. We're having a disagreement. That's how you have a sensible relationship. When one or both people says, oh my God, I'll die without this other person, you will not. And you're still in the recovery phase. So go and do fun things. And it's okay to think about him sometimes. It's okay even to mourn it. But mourn it with your emotional self and let your grown-up self say, are you out of your mind? If you wanted that kind of relationship, you could still be in it. And be careful about labels. Just understand if something's too good to be true, it is. And that should be a warning sign that what we want, of course we want someone to care enormously about us. There's also a great story about a woman who was married to a womanizer. And he was a great flirt. He taught at a university. He was always having affairs with co-eds. And she went to a therapist and she said, the therapist said, what do you want? And she said, I want him to only care about me, to be completely faithful to me, to not even notice another woman, and to cling to me. And sure enough, the guy had a stroke, and the only person he recognized was his wife, and so he couldn't be out of her sight. He couldn't let her out of his sight. He couldn't recognize any other women. He was no longer sexual because he'd had a stroke. And, it's one of those stories of be careful what you wish for, and be careful that your wishes aren't coming from a place of great neediness and fear. That you're only going to be in a sensible, good relationship when you can be by yourself and happily and profitably by yourself. And then people can come and go in your life, and if they do something that really enrages you or makes you crazy or makes you sad, you negotiate with them. You don't dump them because we don't believe in soulmates. You negotiate with them, and either the negotiations are successful, at which point you've got a viable relationship, or it's not, but you're still not going to die.
Mm-hmm. All this stuff is so good. Thank you so much. I've got it written down.
You can go and get the podcast if you want in a little bit.
Yeah. How long do your podcasts, are your podcasts on there? Do you take them down after so long?
Trevor, how long do we keep the podcast up?
For the indeterminate future, ostensibly forever.
So for a while.
So a really long time.
Are they like a year?
I kind of think that's more than a year. A lot of our shows are a little older than a year. So I don't think we ever take them down, to be honest. So it should be accessible for a very long time.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and today is the 9th, so I'm going to note it, and I will go on there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cookie. Hang in, and go have some fun. You've got a great business. You're perfectly okay. You're healthy. It sounds like you don't have any real financial issues at this moment. Go and enjoy being who you are. Go take a... Just don't look for a husband right now. Don't even look for a boyfriend.
I need to define my identity because I'm an empty nester, too, so... The advice you gave me is going to help and also
don't define yourself in terms of other people, whether it's your kid or an ex or your parents or whatever. Define yourself in terms of who you are and who you want to be and who you're becoming, and then you'll have some fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
855-993-7569. Folks, you define yourself in terms of other people. I mean, you don't want to make somebody else responsible for your happiness, right? Because what are they supposed to do? What happens if what you want and what they want aren't the same thing? You get my point, all right? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm a little exhausted, but that kind of thing happens, right? So let's see what else we got going on here. I wanted to look at... I'm still entranced with the idea that Queen Elizabeth has been queen for a monarch for 63 years and 6 months. There you go. All righty. Let me just go back. I'm just trying to find where we were. There we are. My new computer has got a little bit of stuff for me to still work out. All righty. Let's see what we're going to do. There are more sharks off the southeast coast. I'm not sure. The idea of Mickey D's going to cage-free eggs. I don't know. Does that sound to you like putting a Band-Aid, you know, on a junk food restaurant?
Well,
or is that rude?
Yeah, it's just like the problem is always going to be scale. You know, if you do things too big, you're going to have problems with quality and... you know,
well,
your standards.
We keep getting back to the same thing that I got back to before, which is that junk food isn't any worse for you than regular food. So where can I tell you? Do you see half of U.S. adults have diabetes or pre-diabetes? Well, one of the show we were talking about this morning, and I had just said... because we were talking about the situation in Kentucky, which drives me a little wild. I refuse to mention her name. I know what her name is, but I think she'd done it for notoriety. And the other story was that there was a woman who was a flight attendant, and she refused to serve liquor because she's Muslim, which I think is fine. You don't have to serve liquor. But why would you apply to be a flight attendant? And someone said, well, they should have asked her. And I said, no, you can't ask her if she's Muslim. Because that's discrimination, religious discrimination. But you can ask, I'm sure that every airline from now on will say, are you willing to serve liquor? Which is a perfectly legitimate question. And presumably, if she's a flight attendant, she knows that that's part of her job. And I think that, and we were talking today with somebody from Huffington Post about the situation in Kentucky, and I said, she's going to refuse to do it again. Because she wants the publicity. It turns out that her son works for the department as well, and the other clerks are going along with it. And this is a woman who has gotten her 15 minutes of fame, and she ain't going to give it up. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Sharon, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Well, I have a question for you. My son, who's six, has a cousin who's, I guess he's 18 now, 17, 18.
Okay.
And so he's always had this really cool relationship with him where, you know, they sort of get each other and he sort of pays attention to him, what have you. And he's like a cool big brother, I guess you could say. And so, like, sometimes, like, once he took him skateboarding, and of course he had a helmet on and everything. But I guess what I'm concerned about is the fact that his cousin is smoking pot, and he's also doing some other, like, I don't know, hallucinogenic drugs, maybe you could say. I mean, nothing like, I think, I don't know what the different classifications are, but like maybe mushrooms or LSD or something. I don't know. So my concern is that he's ultimately going to be a bad influence on him, and I want to stop that. So I don't know.
So your son is six. The kid's 18. How do you know that he's using drugs? I mean, has a 6-year-old ever said anything?
No, but the cousin has told me that he uses them.
And what have you said to the cousin?
You know, I've told him I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, but he's not. I mean, he's a very charismatic kind of person, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very much like, you know, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, it just kind of relaxes me. It helps me with anxiety. People drink, and you know, this is much better than that, and that kind of stuff. So,
have you said anything to him about, look, I'm not your mom. Is this 18-year-old in high school or college? What's his status?
He's a senior in high school.
How does he do in school?
Not very well.
What are his plans for once he graduates, assuming he graduates?
He doesn't really have any real, like, plans or goals or, like, going to college or anything like that. I mean,
Are his parents going to let him just hang out?
Well, his mom had him as a single mom, and then she got married a couple years ago. So, I mean, she's done this and still might do smoke pot with him and stuff. I don't know.
Right. But your issue, it sounds to me that there are at least two issues here. One is the 18-year-old, which is probably the primary one, to be quite honest. It may not be primary because you're the mom of the 6-year-old, but it's there are three issues. One is the 18-year-old. One is the influence on the 6-year-old. And one, which I would probably, first I would be most concerned about the 18-year-old because he sounds kind of lost. And you might be able to be a positive influence in his life and say, look, you're dealing with short-term solutions to long-term problems. Nobody has ever said using hallucinogens or pot or cocaine or meth or anything else is going to make you smarter. And if you get caught in any of these things, it's going to really limit your possibilities. And we're not arguing about alcohol versus marijuana. We're talking about using illegal substances or controlled substances as a minor. If you get caught, it means all sorts of things that you can't do. So let's figure out, number one, what you would really like. What's this kid good at?
I mean, he's good with computers.
Okay.
Of
saying to him, look, at some point you may want to get to college, you may want to work for the government, you know, being a hotshot computer guy. If you've got, you're now 18, so if you get busted for something, it's going to be on your permanent record. Do you really want to limit your options at this moment, number one? All right, and so we'll talk about that. The second, by the time he's an influence on your kid, I mean, presumably he'll either be a serious drug addict, at which point you're not going to have him around your kid anyway, or he will have been out of this, that it's not unusual for 18-year-olds to be experimenting with drugs. It's not smart, but it's not unusual. Then your kid's six, which means the primary issue for your kid at this moment, as far as I would be concerned, is the interaction with him. Hopefully he wouldn't get in a car with it. And I think you can talk to the 18-year-old about it, of saying, look, this kid, my son, thinks the sun rises and sets on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that you would not ever talk to him about drugs, that you would never drive with him when you've been dealing with drugs, that you would never be high because you'd break his heart.
Right.
And so, and that may be, believe it or not, a way into the discussion about what he's good at, and because it sounds like he's great with kids. And for example, if he decided he ever wanted to be a first grade teacher, he got a conviction on his record. The school system won't let him anywhere near a kid.
Right.
So what I would do is I would do three things. I would take the kid out and not read him the right act from the Sermon on the Mount, but just say, you're a great kid. You know, my kid adores you. So I'm concerned about three things. I'm concerned about you being an influence on my kid who adores you. I'm concerned about how you behave around him, which I assume that you're going to be responsible enough, because he'll probably say, oh, Auntie Sharon, I would never do that around him, which is a positive thing, and say, you know, I believe you. I think you're a great kid. I think you're great around kids. I can see you being a wonderful teacher. Is it really worth running a risk of putting yourself in jeopardy and of legal jeopardy? And we're not talking about whether marijuana is better or worse for you than alcohol. We're talking about the fact of how many brain cells do you really want to knock off? How much do you want to affect your reality? How much do you want to not be able to focus at this point in your life?
Right.
And so I'd go and I'd have a talk with him, and I'd go take him for a walk. And and see what he says. And then you can call me back, he can call me back. I mean, however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. But those are the three approaches. And I would start with the approach, probably with him, of my kid adores you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about you being an influence on him. And then he's very likely going to say, I would never do it around him. And, you know, and let him do that, because I think it's probably true. Then you can say, no, I trust you about this. I knew you wouldn't get a car, and I think you're great. And then you can segue into, what do you want for yourself? You're so good with my kid. And, I'd hate for you to wreck your life of something that you're so clearly talented at. Let's talk about it. Okay, so that's what I would do. And talk with him, and then you can talk with me again.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Good enough. All righty. And the idea is, look, whenever we're going to tell somebody about something that we don't like that they do, it's really important. It's called sandwiching, to tell them something we do like about them. Because think about it. If somebody's telling you how much they don't like you, right, as opposed to what they do like you, we're much more willing to listen to people who tell us that there is some value to us. There we go. All righty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.